begin with Mr. Murdoch, and then it will be Ms. McGregor.
Incumbent Pete Murdoch told a crowd of over 60 voters that he wants to keep working for them. When asked about his plans for transportation in Ypsilanti, the council member said he would continue to move forward with the project the city already has in place.
Over the last several years since I've been on council, we adopted a complete streets program, which makes us look at our streets as not just automobile-based, but to make our community more bikeable and walkable, and all that goes through the Planning Commission.
Liz Dahl McGregor, who serves on the Ypsilanti Planning Commission, also wants the job. She would like the city to focus on safety when it comes to transportation.
Right now, it is not safe for everyone to be on their bikes or on foot, and that is tragic. People do not know the rules of the road. They do not know how they should yield to bikes. They should not know how they should yield to pedestrians. People on bikes don't always know the rules of the road, and they don't know when they should stop. It is a tragic situation.
During the calm debate, both candidates pretty much gave similar responses to questions about safety, budget, transportation, and the arts. Tyler Weston is a Third Ward voter.
One thing that I will take away is that I don't feel the candidates separated themselves very well from each other. I didn't know what I was selecting if I selected Pete versus selecting Liz.
The event took place at the Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.